Just a few halachot from the Ben Ish Chai regarding the laws of Bet HaKiseh. Ben Ish Chai Shana Rishona Parashat VaYetzeh Halakha Dalid. Yizaher Lisgor HaDelet Shel Bet HaKiseh Afilu Balayla BeChoshek VaAfela Mishum Tzniut. The halakha says that, of course, when one goes to the bathroom, he has to close the door. So one might argue that that's only talking about in the day, where there's people around. But if he gets up in the middle of the night, and there's nobody around, everybody's sleeping, or he's alone in the house, so therefore he doesn't have to keep the laws of Sini'ut, the Ben Ish Chai says that that's not so. That one has to be careful to always close the door of the bathroom, even at night, Mishum Sini'ut, because according to some opinions, the mitzvah of Sini'ut is a mitzvah from the Torah. And therefore one has to be careful under all situations. Furthermore, he says in Halakha Yod, Lo yidaber shum dibur bebet hakiseh, afilu devre chol veafilu teva ahat, ki et achazu achitzonim beotiyot hadibur shelo shemedaber sham. Really, the Ben Ish Chai is against talking in the bet hakiseh. So really, there is a lot of tum'ah there, and the dibur is not good. I remember Chacham Baruch Alav Shalom told us stories how with himself that he was in the bathroom of the yeshiva, and one of the teachers started to talk to him and he didn't answer, and the fellow got offended, and the rabbi explained to him afterwards when they got out that really according to the halakha there's no room for talking or conversation in the bet hakiseh. In halakha tedvav, the Ben Ish Chai says, "Gam nashim tzrichim nezayel lebarech asher yatzar." Ladies are obligated to make the berakha asher yatzar as well, just like the men. V'itazeru l'lmod ota ba'al peh. They should learn the berakha by heart. Ki hi tzrichah meod v'na'asah batikun gadol. Because it's a great tikkun, of course, besides the pshat, but the rabbi goes into the different remazim that the asher yatzar has as well. One less halakha that's brought down in Sefer Od Yosef Hai, in Parashat VaYetzeh, Halakha Bet. Asur la'asok b'shum esek afilu kol deu k'shum ebarech. When a person's making the Beracha b'asher yatzar, he should not be doing anything else while making the Beracha. It's quite common that people are drying their hands at the time, or walking, or involved in, you know, they're coming out of the bathroom, so they're going on to the next project. So while they're involved in their living, and their diversions, so they're making the beracha at the same time. Ben Ish Chai says, "Asur la'asot b'shum esek afilu kol dehu k'shum mevarech." V'yesh harbe b'nei adam asher b'yotam menagevim yadav b'mitpachat, when they're drying their hands with the towel, mevarchim beracha zu. Or mevarchim kesholchim ana ve'ana, as they're walking. V'nimsa mevarchim et Hashem yitbarach derech arai. They're making the beracha in a very temporary fashion, and a lack of respect. V'gam memela tiyah beracha b'di kavanah. The beracha is going to be without kavanah, obviously. U'sirichim nezer b'ze b'chod beracha u'beracha. Every beracha, one has to be careful. Shelo tiyah kazo b'Yisrael, u'ba'avonotenu arabim nechshalim b'beracha zu yoter. He says, asher yatzar, people are more prone to not stopping and making the beracha with the proper kavanah. Therefore, the halakha again, one should refrain from talking in the bet hakiseh, one should close the door under all circumstances in the bet hakiseh. One has to be careful to make sure that the ladies, his wife, his daughters, are also saying the beracha asher yatzar, should train that they should know it ba'al peh as well, because it's very necessary for them. And also the halakha that one must be careful not to be doing any actions while making the beracha v'asher yatzar, just saying the beracha and then moving on.